Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
The aviation industry is once again facing turbulence as SAA pilots have indicated that they are on an indefinite strike. With the holiday season upon us, the timing could not be worse, potentially leaving thousands of travellers stranded and also the carrier's fragile recovery efforts in jeopardy. Joining me now is Guy Leach, who is editor of SA Flyer magazine and a respected voice in the aviation industry. Guy, let's start with the big picture, and thank you so much for joining us. Why have negotiations between SAA and the pilots broken down so severely? What are you hearing?
Yeah, hi, Jeremy, and nice to be with you again. Well, as you say, the big picture starts back at least 9 months ago. No, let me take it further back than that. The big picture starts with the business rescue process when the pilots had their salary packages cost to company cut by almost exactly 50%, whereas the rest of the employees had their salaries only cut by 10%. So the pilots, felt sort of justifiably hard done by, but they, in a sense, have hung in there for the last 2 years. But what also is causing a lot of friction in the whole system is that not only did the pilots have their salaries enormously cut, but they've had their working conditions adversely affected. They're actually, many of them have now run out of flight and duty time, which is the limits set by the Civil Aviation Authority. So they've kind of been worked twice as hard for half the pay. And they're now also claiming that that's actually beginning to get dangerous because obviously a tired pilot is a dangerous pilot.
Do you think, Guy, that SAA's management has underestimated the resolve of pilots?
Absolutely. The problem is SAA's management is caught between a rock and a hard place, in the sense that the airline is not yet on a firm enough footing to be able to afford significant increases to the pilot body, even though the pilots, there are only now 146 pilots, whereas 5 years ago there were 750 pilots. But even so, the airline, it's still on shaky ground. It hasn't had a capitalization partner. It can't afford new aircraft. So in a sense, it would argue quite justifiably that it can't afford to give significant increases, not even the 15% that they currently are negotiating around. And that was backdated to April, by the way. But at the same time, they can't afford not to give the pilots an increase because these skills are transportable around the world. And SAA is really beginning to hemorrhage pilots, as is FlySafe Air, for that matter, to the Middle Eastern airlines and to Australia.
The pilots have accused SAA of only committing to 4.5 days of meaningful discussions in 8 months. Is that what you're hearing? And if so, how do you think that reflects on airlines management and how seriously it's taking this issue?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question because if one accepts the statement at face value, then it shows that the legacy of SAAPA's previous industrial relations interaction, if you like, with SAA, is still there to haunt the whole process. SAAPA was seen to be far too powerful, and that's why the pilots were perceived at this stage. But the airline doesn't particularly want to deal with SAAPA in its own right, but I must note that SAAPA has been joined in this strike action by NTAs as discreetly as possible, represents the previously disenfranchised or unempowered. So both sides are on the same hymn sheet here, and I think that it's high time that SAA took these complaints seriously.
Guy, as you've mentioned, the carrier has been and remains in a fairly precarious financial position. It's not out the woods yet. Do you think this particular industrial action is going to have any impact on the airline's ongoing recovery efforts, given what you've just said about the availability of work for pilots in other markets?
Absolutely. I think there's no getting away from the fact that that the strike could be absolutely disastrous for the airline. It's, as you mentioned in the introduction, it's indefinite. It's not just a one-day strike to sort of test the waters. They will stay out on strike as long as it takes to get to a resolution. And we are right at the beginning of the very busy festive season. So if the airline has to stay grounded during that period, it will be an absolute disaster for the airline's long-term financial viability. Let me just point out, though, that the airline claims to have contingency plans in place, but honestly, those don't amount to much. The key component of this are the four airliners, the four Boeing 37s, that arrived last week from the Turkish Airlines Sun Express. Those have been operated by Turkish pilots, so they're obviously going to continue to fly, at least as long as the cabin crew doesn't strike, because they've been operated with SAA cabin crew. But and the other contingency is to use the so-called management pilots, who are required to be always to not strike by the Civil Aviation Authority laws, to actually, you know, fly the flights as well. But I shouldn't imagine the airline will manage to fly more than 25 to 30% of its total flights.
And that is going to further erode public trust in SAA.
Massively so, because the single most important measure of an airline's success, if you like, other than profitability, is on-time performance. You know, passengers these days expect the airline to get them to their destinations on time. If the airline is cancelling flights left, right, and centre, well, passengers will obviously lose a lot of confidence in it. And more importantly, so will SAA's key market, which is business travel, because SAA is one of the very few airlines which offers a proper business class service to South Africans. And that market specifically requires reliability.
SAA is, to all intent and purposes, a state-owned entity, Guy. What role, if any, should government then be playing in resolving this dispute? I've heard crickets.
Yeah, and I think that the crickets is the right response. No matter what the pressure, the shareholder, as the state as a shareholder, needs to stay out of this fight. The only easy solution to it is to start throwing money at the problem. And the moment they start throwing money at the problem, it ties SAA to the state's, the government's apron strings again. It'll make all the other airlines scream that there's an uneven playing field. And quite frankly, it gets away from all the promises that Pravin Gordhan and the government has been making over the last 5 years, that there will be no more bailouts for SAA. I also need to point out that the strong, clear precedent exists in Ethiopian Airlines, which is by far the most successful airline in Africa, where the government has adopted a very tight hands-off policy, even when there was a complete Marxist Derg government in place in Ethiopia. And that's a prerequisite for success these days.
Just a final one. Is there enough capacity from the other airlines to fill the holiday slack should the strike continue?
The answer to that is a clear no. Already, the entire South African airline industry has been constrained by lack of seat capacity. They've been buying in aircraft at a rate. Though, unfortunately, the airline industry has not been able to afford to buy new aircraft. Well, maybe it's a good thing, so they've not been buying Boeing Maxes. But there's a massive shortage of seat availability. So the seat prices will go up enormously if the demand from SAA has moved across to Aer Lingus or Fly Saf Air or Samair. And we've already heard noises that the Parliament is calling for an investigation into the very high seat prices being charged by the airlines.
As you say, Guy Leach could not come at a worse time. He's the editor of SA Flyer magazine. I do appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.